about today. Today is January 17th. It's the feast of St. Anthony. St. Anthony lived between 251 and 356. This feast in honor of Anthony, who died in the desert of Egypt at the age of 105, has been celebrated on January 17th since the beginning of the 5th century in the Syriac, Coptic, and Byzantine liturgies. The life of Anthony was written by St. Athanasius shortly after the death of this saintly hermit. Not only did it make St. Anthony known, but it contributed to the conversions of many individuals, including St. Augustine and St. Martin. The widespread cult of St. Anthony is due in great measure to the fact that unbloody martyrdom of his long life became a model and exemplar of the Christian's journey to God. At the age of 20, Anthony, an orphan, took to heart the words that were read in his church. If you seek perfection, go, sell your possessions, and give to the poor. You will then have treasure in heaven. That scripture is from Matthew 19:21. Anthony immediately sold all his goods and contributed the money to the education of his young sister and other virgins. He then embraced the ascetical life and had to endure terrifying struggles with the devil and violent temptations of the flesh. He later retired to live among the tombs in the cemetery, which was always considered the habitat of the devil. There, the diabolical assaults continued, and the devil often appeared to him in terrifying forms. But Anthony was also consoled by the vision of the Lord. Anthony's next move was to the desert to fight the devil in his own stronghold. And once again, he emerged victorious. By this time, his manner of life had attracted so many followers that he was considered the father of monastic life. Meanwhile, Anthony had developed an intense desire for martyrdom, so he left his seclusion and went to Alexandria, where the Christians were being persecuted. He was spared, however, so he returned to an even more remote part of the desert. His seclusion was interrupted again in 312, when he returned to Alexandria to combat the Arian heresy, after which he resumed his solitary life in the desert, where he died in 356.